most philosophers ask it. His question came after he had been considering not man, but God. Interestingly, there are two parallel themes in this little psalm of 9 verses, God's glory and man's dignity. O Lord, he begins. Lord means Jehovah, the self-existent one. O Lord, he says, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. The name of God is any and every revelation of himself that he has given. In that revelation, there is one respect in regard to which this revelation is always entirely consistent, and that is that God is always found, says David, to be at all times majestic. For this revelation, he says, is the same in all the earth. And more, it is even so above the heavens. Where were you, said God to Job, when I laid the earth's foundation, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? The Lord has glory that fills the heavens far beyond what the eye can see. Now, do people universally honor the name of this great, majestic God? Well, many do not. Their everyday language shows it. The two top swear words in the United Kingdom, as I speak, are God and Christ. We are asked to hallow God's name in the Lord's Prayer even before we ask for our daily bread. It is more important to hallow God's name than even to ask for our daily bread. And millions do not hallow it. They stub their toe and use his name as an exclamation mark. God's name is not to be brought down to an exclamation mark. We are called not to use the name of the Lord in vain. That is, never to use it unless it is vested in meaning. Sir Isaac Newton, I am informed, never used the name of God in public without first pausing. The commandment says God will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. God, of course, has not only those who treat his name very lightly, but this